You all know the story of the plumber, the world's greatest plumber. You know, and how back in his own house, his own plumbing is a disaster. And the electrician whose own circuits don't work properly. And the experts on everything, you know, back in their own home base, they neglect to sort out their own stuff. And I really am starting a series of audio boos now about this theme. I work in the area of helping people to build their reputation. I work in the area of helping people to get some sort of coherence into their strategy with how they're developing their business. And my own isn't good enough. My own home situation in relation to business isn't sorted, and I'm going to do a whole series of audios in order to help me to sort it out. And this is the very first one. Okay, it's my name is Paul O'Mahony, O'Mahony, and I am a solopreneur, an entrepreneur, a sole trader, and I'm trying to earn a living. And I earn my living to a large extent by helping other people to learn their living. And I have a website, I have a blog, and I have a number of other, what would I call them? I have a number of publishing platforms that I use. And I have a sort of a business plan in my head, not written down. I have a whole lot of stuff scattered all over the place, which are expressions of my intentions. And I have more clarity than I sound as if I have, because this entire audio boo and everything is going to be written in the spirit of uncertainty, confusion, and an attempt to reach what I'll say over and over again is a point called clarity. I'm not sure even where this particular audio is going, except that I want to lay down a foundation from which I can connect with other people. I've decided that rather than do all this thinking and strategizing privately or even in the company of a small group of collaborators who will help me think it through, I'm going to do it publicly, and I'm going to reveal all my uncertainties, and I'm going to do that for a purpose, and the purpose is to get help. I actually hope that somehow help will come to me in two different ways. One is pretty obvious in the sense that it will help myself, or pretty obvious to me, it'll help myself to think out loud, speak out loud what's going through my mind, and that would help me even if nobody listened to it. The more I talk through an issue that I'm faced with, the more I'll easily I'll be able to grapple with it. Although I am actually somebody who is greatly helped by doing something with a view to help and then seeing what happens as a result of that and taking it from there. So I'm a kind of a pragmatist as well as a reflector, you could say. But the other side to it, and this is the bit that I'm going to find more challenging, I think, is that I'm hoping that these series of audio boos will lead somebody who I may not even know at present to help me. Somebody out there listening to this audio boo, picking it up randomly from Google through a search, or else within the audio boo community itself, or within the community of contact that I have within the audio boo community, may help me, may weigh in and come across with some ideas and suggestions. So what I would be I'm creating is a welcome for anybody to join in, and in fact anyone to connect however they like with my own story, because I I believe that what I'm going through isn't unusual. It is a normal challenge for a person to have, whether they're even in a big business or a small business. In other words, the challenge of dealing with confusion and ambiguity and uncertainty, whereas at the same time being capable of formulating plans, objectives, statements of mission and vision and all that sort of stuff. But I am far from sure about where I'm going with earning my living. And in fact, I have ambiguity even about the issue of earning my living, because I'm not really a person very influenced by money and driven by money. So that's one of my weaknesses, in the sense that it leaves me not as clear as somebody who was driven by money would be. Somebody driven by money, I think, would be quick to, you know, value conversation about cash flow, about assets, about reserves, and would be quick to say, look, let's just make out where your money's coming from, where's your money going to, balance sheet stuff, profit and loss account stuff and all that. And I'm very weak on those things. I'm not even when somebody says to me, you know, in reply to a question, you know, why are you in business? And they tell me, I'm in business to make money. I'm no way satisfied with that. What I immediately want to say to them, and what I immediately do say to them, is, and what are you going to spend the money on? So I'm actually interested in what money can do for you rather than the money itself. But it does actually mean that it fits in with somebody who is weak on business disciplines in terms of cash flow, and whose own situation is more precarious than he'd like to think, really. Any day now I could be hit by a financial situation that I would not have enough reserves to deal with at all. So I'm talking about uncertainty in an era of vulnerability. So, okay, this is what else in the big picture? The audio boos are going to come out probably fairly frequently. And I'll just keep putting them out, and I'll see what happens. And I won't release them like every Monday. In the morning at 9 o'clock, I'll release them when I have a time slot when I can share. There are ways of replying via emails, and you can reach me at my work email, which is marketingrightnow@gmail.com. So you can reach me there. You can, for those of you who use Audioboo, you can reach me via direct messages or even public conversation about what I'm talking about. Okay, that's the vision, or the purpose behind the Audioboos, is to help me to get a grip of my business. The platform is open. The hope is that help will come. The mission is to be real and authentic. Be real and authentic. One of those words is superfluous. So it's an exercise in authenticity as well. Be authentic. No bullshit. It doesn't mean that if you contact me, I'll tell you absolutely everything about my business. It doesn't mean be totally 100% open. But it does mean that in everything I say, there'll be truth. And it'll all be with a noble intention. What else do I need to clear out of the way in the very first audio boo in a series? Because rather than go into meaty substance of the topics, and I hope this will be as meaty and as gritty as I as I can. Well, it will be as meaty and as gritty as I can make it. But this morning I'm about to meet a branding expert. I'm about to go and meet Jonathan Ahm, who is a sort of a business partner of mine. He's from Think Tank, and you can find him if you Google Think Tank Cork. There might be more than one think tank in the world, but Jonathan Ahm is a man who knows how to build brands. He has built brands for businesses, and he's a wonderfully creative. And any engagement with Jonathan Ahm would be to my advantage. So I'm seeing him for coffee in a few minutes, and but we won't talk about this issue now. We won't talk about my business and branding my business. But I am happy that I have around me some marvelous people face to face here in Cork in Ireland. You know, world class people, to use a dreadful cliche. You know, really fabulous people who are generous and have been already generous to me. And, you know, who I feel generous towards in return. So there's a huge amount of reciprocation, generous reciprocation in the world in which I live. And this is also relevant. My whole approach to doing business will be revealed during these series of audio boos. I'll also drag stuff from my past, the lessons I've learned, because they'll also help me to focus on, like, for example, I wasn't always so generous, and I wasn't always so confident that if I gave generously, I would receive many, many times more than I've given. Now, the perspective I have is that that's true in the long term, but even in the short term of the life that I've had so far, it's so, so true. I'd be nobody unless I had received the help I've received from other people. I really feel, I mean, no, that's an extreme proposition to say that, and I don't really mean it exactly like that, but I really do believe that generosity is so great. And I have a Jane Boyd in Vancouver on my mind when I'm saying this, because she once said to me in a Skype conversation something like, you know, my brand is generosity. And you know, I'm kind of person who's inclined to pick up things from other people, and that whole generosity theme. Just as I picked up the phrase humanizing business from Chris Brogan's writings. What emerges as my business will not be something that emerges from myself alone. No, it's a collaboration between me and those who I have been able to let collaborate with me. And I use the word let collaborate very, very deliberately because, you know, I think you just have to ask somebody to collaborate with you and they will. And that's truly the way it is, I think. Anyway, look, the point is I'm confused and uncertain about the direction I'm taking my business in. And I'm even confused about what the nature of my business really is. I'm confused about names, what name my business has. I'm also unsure about the balance between, you know, if my business is a brand, meaning in very crude terms, a promise, if my business is a brand, then what connection is my personal brand got to my business brand? And what's the connection between the two of them? And I want to sort all of this out for once. I almost said for once and for all, knowing full well that there never is a for once and for all. But on a beautiful, fine summer morning, spring morning, where the air is chill and the light is getting clearer and drier, I start this audio boo series. Thank you very much for listening.